Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think the best thing we've done as players this year is we haven't really questioned the coaches. I think, you know, even though we have a losing, you know, record, obviously, there really hasn't been a lot of turmoil and guys turning on each other. I feel like we have been in this all together. I think that's there's one positive for the first half, I would say it would be that.
It's Marlon Humphrey. A couple of days ago, met with the media. Ravens back at practice today. That question there, as he sat his locker, was, do you still trust the coaching staff? And as we just heard him say, yeah, kind of. Well, they haven't turned on each other. I mean, we can try to read between lines or whatever you want to do. He didn't flat out say, yes, we're all in last year. Zach's calling the right plays. We're just screwing up.
Yep.
Not executing. This was more of a, we haven't turned on each other. That could be also, well, I'm not pointing fingers at this guy on the field. Not going to point fingers at the guy calling the plays or the one that's doing this. He just kind of, there's no mutiny yet as I'm trying to not put words in Marlon Humphrey's mouth here.
I think part of the problem, Bob, is when you're ranked where they are in every category, 29-32. It's that just because they're so bad in every category, Bob, it's not one guy. It's a bunch of guys. So, you know, you can't be pointing fingers. Who are you going to point fingers at? Because who's playing great on defense right now? You know, if you're a DB, you can point, hey, you know, if you guys get to the quarterback, that would help us out back here. You know, that kind of stuff. They haven't had that. You know, and they haven't been able to stop the run. What are they really good at? They haven't been good at anything defensively, and they make way too many mental errors. So, if I'm a player, I'm questioning. They got to be questioning the coaches, the calls and stuff when they leave. Nothing's worked. If it doesn't work, it's not going to be their fault. They're pointing at the coaches. So they're just not saying it to the media. You know they're talking amongst themselves.
And Marlon Humphrey's just as accountable as anyone, yep, or just as responsible for the struggles of the defense here. Also talked about, did we see against the Rams maybe a change in the positive? And based on the previous results, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you gave up 44 points the week before, as C.J. Stroud won a player of the week for the Texans. But they did contain the Rams. I mean, Adams had drops. Stafford missed Adams wide open in the end zone. They missed a field goal. I mean, it could have been uglier than it was. Mm-hmm. But they showed up. They weren't like run off the field. Does this bode well for the Bears? Maybe. Well, and as Marlon said, hey, it was still a loss.
Yeah. Well, does it bode well? We don't know, Bob. We don't know till they show up, because when's the last, that's what I'd want to ask one of the players. When's the last time that we've had to ask you, you know, are you guys going to play hard today? I mean, because they played hard against the Rams, but Houston? Hell no.
Nah, they got cracked early.
Yeah. Turn the TV off. You know, it was that embarrassing. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, you got to ask these players. Do you guys think you'll play hard this week? You know, I mean, seriously? We're the Ravens. You know, I don't quite understand all that. You know, and I thought Humphrey played pretty good against the Rams. And I thought he brought some energy and stuff, you know. And I thought that helped a lot, you know. And then having Kyle Hamilton up close to the line of scrimmage, because how many plays was he involved in the run game?
Sure.
Quite a few. So I think those two things help. So, I mean, that gives you a little more confidence. And, okay, we get Roquan back, you know, take Simpson out, got Buchanan in there. We got our three safeties. We got 2 weeks of practice now. Jenkins played good. Travis played good up in there, you know. So if they can stop the run, then I think they're going to be blitzing their ass off, Bob. That's what I think, you know, to get pressure on a quarterback. I think they'll be, you know, Mike Green may be dropping. This guy will be coming. I think because the thing with Caleb Williams is you don't look at the only game that C.J. Stroud has played really good. I mean, look at last week. You get pressure against Seattle. You get pressure on him. He had like 16 like crappy throws against the Ravens. He didn't have it, but he just stood back, boom, 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 boom. You know, so they've got to find a way, especially Caleb Williams. You can't let him sit in there and get comfortable. You got to pressure him because why? He'll throw it to you.
Now, Nolan McGraw, get in here. We heard Marlon Humphrey there. Also talking about, you know, self-reflecting or self-inspecting. Not relying on the coaches to do things. At some point, when was he drafted? 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Been in the league 9 years now. Still young, still in his 20s, believe it or not. But he's been in the league for a while. At some point, self-accountability has to be part of the equation. And Zach Gordon's taking a lot of hits.
And rightfully so.
Sure. But, you know, you do have to handle your business. And Marlon Humphrey basically, like, I'm going to put it on myself, and hopefully the rest will handle their business too.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of just leadership, right? I think this team's player leadership is really being tested right now. And we get on Harbs all the time. We get on Orr all the time. You know, the coaching staff in general, their responsibilities in keeping the team together. But the players themselves have to be a part of that. And prior to this week, it really wasn't a concern for me. But then that Baltimore Sun article comes out earlier this week, anonymous quotes from in and around the organization, not just players, but reading some of the quotes can tell that they're from a player's perspective. And reading some of that, I'm like, man, there's some cracks in the foundation here. This is a locker room that could be on the brink of completely fracturing. You know, maybe it's guys just venting because they had the chance to speak anonymously. But it's no secret that when you're at 1-5, there's clearly something wrong. Guys are going to be dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at a Marlon Humphrey, and he has to be one of those guys that can't let that happen. So for him to say, all right, well, we haven't turned on each other yet, I don't know. I mean, we're reading quotes here where guys are still hung up on the Bills loss 4 or 5 weeks later. Move on.
Yeah.
It stung. It stunk. But it was week one. It's not the playoffs.
And they played, we've talked about it 100 times. For 3 quarters, they were the best team in football.
Yes.
And since then, they've been one of the worst teams in football.
Yes.
But Zach Orr's not much older than Marlon Humphrey. Zach Orr's got to motivate you to play. Come on. I'm more about scheme and does he call the right plays? Or are they prepared? That sort of thing. Marlon Humphrey needs Zach Orr to go out and play hard.
But not really motivation. I mean, that just kind of reads like, you know, Pop Warner. Like, all right, rah, rah, go get him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking more like, you know, hey, let's not turn on each other. Let's not point the finger. Let's not be front runners. Where we've been the successful team for the past couple of years. We're Super Bowl favorites. And as soon as we lose a couple games in a row, now all chaos breaks out and we can't handle it.
Now there's stories in the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah.
Unnamed source.
Well, I promise you this, that Harbs, Eric. Harbs is probably saying,
Harbsy.
Eric, you know, they're probably running. When that article came out, I promise you, because I would have been running hot. You know, and I'm sure, like, Bisciotti, where the hell is this coming from? You know, and I'm sure it's like, hey, Chad Steele, do your damn job. Find out what the hell is going on. You know, that's what's going on inside their building when that article came out. I guarantee you.
Well,
Steele's ass was probably puckered up.
Well, let's go back to 2012 when they won the Super Bowl and there was the mutiny at the bye week. Because I was doing the show with Pollard and I know exactly what happened. I mean, that was Kevin Byrne then.
Yep.
I mean, you think Bisciotti was like, hey, Kevin Byrne, it's not puckered up.
Oh, yeah.
There was the veteran players like, we're not practicing on the bye week. And it was something like that. Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah,
well,
they got stomped by the Texans.
Yeah, right. Totally housed in that game. They're like, come on. There was a mutiny there going on. So this, when you're doing poorly, fingers start to point. And a lot of them aren't like looking in the mirror.
No.
Fingers.
No,
the Zach Ord thing is you hired him. He's never called plays before, and he's regressed as a play caller, I guess, based on performance. But you got a lot of first round draft picks running around on that defense, and they're not playing up to their capabilities here.
And the biggest problem is, you know, a lot of the things that they're doing poorly, it's not about talent. It's not about talent. Mental errors, tackling, you know. Fundamentals. None of those is about talent.
So whose fault is that?
Well, that's it's probably a Well,
we were just talking about that the bowl of turkey, mashed potatoes, corn stuffing that Jeremy likes, like the big bowl of like everything you eat leftovers Thanksgiving. That's what it is. It's a bowl of everything.
Well, if you're
I don't like cranberry sauce for the record.
Me either. My mom loved it. If you're continually having the same fundamental issues, then can they not do it? Are we asking them to do too much? You know, are we too complicated? You know, if we keep screwing up, if we keep having these mental errors, because I'm telling you, the mental errors kill you more. Like I was watching the Washington, the Bears game. And you know what? Like the Bears had a big run on the outside. You know what happened was? Two linebackers were in the same gap where the one guy's supposed to be, he was in the wrong gap. And that opens up a huge hole. You know, those kind of little things, that have anything to do with talent? No. It's about the being where you're supposed to be. Do your job.
Sure.
And that's what these guys got to do. They've got to do their job. And the biggest problem, Bob, is, and this is a bad thing about football, is 10 guys can be doing their job perfectly. And just like the Bears-Redskins game. The linebacker, he's in a wrong hole, and they go for 12 yards. Do your job. You know, is that on Zach Orr? No. Do your job. And that's the thing is 10 can do it. They're just not putting it together, 11 guys together at a time. And we said the same thing about the O-line. It's three guys. It's four guys. It's never five doing it all together at the same time. And that's the problem. They're hodgepodge right now. And that's why they sit 1-5.
Losers of four in a row. 6.5-point favorites. Big stuff will come out later today when they resume practice. Will Lamar Jackson be on the practice field? Now, if he's not practicing today, you still have a couple of days. They don't play till Sunday at 1 o'clock. But if he's not there today, is that a big indicator that he won't be there Sunday?
I don't see how he can play, Bob. I mean, if he hadn't taken a snap in a month, I mean,
in 25 days.
Yeah, right? I mean, no. I wouldn't think that, especially a quarterback that needs the reps and hadn't. If I'm a betting man, Bob, he's practicing today. You know, I mean, what did Ken say yesterday? He didn't feel like. You know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, anyway, it's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Your concern level for the Ravens should be pretty high. Mike Preston wrote about this today in the Baltimore Sun. 1-5, only a handful of teams, like one handful of teams, have made the playoffs since the merger. 1-6?
No, 1-6,
you're
no.
Playing for draft position.
Well, the reason...
Or you're spoiling.
The reason that they're lucky, Bob, sitting, you know, at 1-5 where they're at is the division. That's where they're lucky. You know, nobody's running. Like, if somebody was, like, the Indy was 6-1 in this division, they're out.
Oh, sure.
You know, you're done. But you got Pittsburgh, who's sitting 4-2, who's got Green Bay, the Chargers, and everybody. I mean, they could be sitting 4-5 in 3 weeks. Yeah. Who knows?
And is Flacco really going to play like he did against the Steelers last week?
If I'm a betting, no.
No. And if Cleveland's at home, they're formidable, but on the road, not so much. Yeah. But and the schedule does get easier. You have the Bears coming up, and they've won 4 straight. Then you go to Miami. The Jets are the worst team. They're a strong 1A, or 1B, rather, as with the worst team, the Dolphins. Their coach is probably going to get whacked.
After the Ravens
before
game,
it's all said
lose.
And done. Then you get the super terrific mini-bye before you go to Minnesota. And who knows what the Vikings are going to be like? When you see them in a couple of weeks.
Basically a rookie quarterback they'll be playing against.
So there's a chance. Is it a Lloyd Christmas 1 in a million? I think it's better than that, but they better beat Chicago. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. We got a lot to get to. Got the Bears film breakdown. Their win over the Saints. Hey, they force a lot of turnovers to the Chicago Bears, and especially during this 4-game winning streak. We'll get into that. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joins us at 11 o'clock to talk about the Ravens. And what's up with all this drama in the clubhouse? Or excuse me, that's a baseball term, locker room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.